This weekend, Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster has been hosting the first of what's going to be two tournaments presented by LIV Golf. No, that's it's got nothing to do with the PGA. LIV Golf is a whole separate entity, creation of some rich Saudis who have been enticing PGA players to play for their tournament organization. Result of the people jumping from the PGA has been the PGA suspending those players who chose to play in the LIV tournaments. Now, considering that the tournament is being held roughly about 50 miles away from Ground Zero, you would be correct in assuming that many people are raising objections about the Saudis reaping pretty big financial gains so close to that hallowed ground. Here's what Trump had to say about all that.
So closely associated with the city of New York, yeah. You, of all people, understand the passion surrounding 9/11. What do you say to those family members who protested earlier this week and will be doing so again on Friday?
Well, nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11, unfortunately, and they should have, as to the maniacs that did that horrible thing to our city, to our country, to the world. So nobody's really been there, but I can tell you that there are a lot of really great people that are out here today, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to celebrate, and money's going to charity. A lot of money's going to charity. And you have really the best players in the world, many of the best players in the world, and soon you'll probably have all of them.
In Trump's mind, nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11 because his mind latches on to every single conspiracy he comes across as he trolls the web. I have a question. Trump had 4 years as president. Why didn't he get to the bottom? The LIV Tour is pretty much financed by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. Now, who do you think oversees that fund? Right, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The tournament's been pretty much looked at as you've heard of whitewashing. This is being called sports washing. Saudi regime trying to cleanse themselves against all the human rights abuses they've perpetrated. There was the assassination of the Washington Post columnist. Their involvement with 9/11. You know what this actually is for Trump, though? Revenge against the PGA. And revenge, that's one of Trump's favorite meals. PGA, you might recall, pulled their tournaments from his courses after the January 6th insurrection. But wait, Trump had more to say, as usual. This is what he told the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. I don't know much about the 9/11 families. I don't know what is the relationship to this, and their very strong feelings, and I can understand their feelings. I can't really comment on that because I don't know exactly what they're saying and what they're saying, who did what. I don't know much about the 9/11 family, says Trump. Well, allow the 9/11 families to introduce themselves to you, Mr. Trump.
My two brothers were murdered on 9/11.
I live every single day without my father.
FBI files show the Saudi government was involved.
This golf tournament is taking place 50 miles from Ground Zero.
It's disgusting.
Worse than a slap in the face.
You're taking money from an evil regime.
These are 3,000 Americans that were killed on American soil.
How much money to turn your back on your own country?
$200 million? Sure. I'll forget about their atrocities.
I'm never going to forget, never going to forgive the golfers for taking this blood money.
I'd like to add something to this, too. You know who the 9/11 families, along with the first responders from that day, are? They are the people who, in spite of the most painful loss possible, are to this day subjected to lies and conspiracy theories that you are drawn to like a fly is to feces. They are people who had to fight for what was their just due from, well, name it, insurance companies, all the way up to the federal government. They are people who are told by the truly ignorant to just get over it. They were the people who have been lied to by politicians of both parties, by the way. The FBI, and above all of them, the government of Saudi Arabia, who Trump cozied up to while he was in office, expressing quite a different view of the Saudis versus his years before the White House, with us all watching that payoff today. Now President Biden is getting close to doing the same thing.